say happy birthday to people.
Nope.
Chris hates people.
I do.
Not you, Chris. The other Chris.
Me. He's talking about me.
Boston.
If you guys do have the live feed up, if you want to like look at the live feed, you can do that. Just make sure you mute yourself.
There we go. That's what I just did. Mute.
Okay. Robin said, not sure if you hear me.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. This one isn't a Ramblecast theme song. It's one Matt requested. So.
Screw Matt.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, before you start, shouldn't we hear Robin or no?
Well, no one's talked yet other than us. So.
Well, no, he says he can't hear. He's talking, but we can't hear him.
So far, he's been the best part of the podcast.
All right. Nick, you start with the song, and then we'll jump into the show officially. Okay.
Okay.
Who's in a bunker? Who's in a bunker? Women and children first. Women, children first. Women, children. I laugh until my head comes off. I swallow until I burst. Until I burst. Until I...
Messed up there.
I have seen too much. I haven't seen enough. I haven't seen a laugh until my head comes off. Women, children, and first. Women, children, and first. Women, children. Here I'm alone. Everything all the time.
This was Matt's request?
Yeah, Matt requested that song.
Your worst one ever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't even know what song that was.
You don't know what song that is?
No. It's not because of your skill. Oh. It's probably because of my lack of multicultural
music knowledge.
It's because I lost interest once you said it, Matt requested it.
It's off of a 2000 album by Radiohead.
Oh, okay.
It's Radiohead, so it's going to sound different anyway. Anyone sings it, so it's because it's not going to be all mopey.
Well, hey, real quick, I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary over here popping up in my feed. I got some familiar faces that have joined us tonight. Where did he go?
Oh, Matt he is. Up. Hey, Robin.
What's there up? He is. Oh, nice. So we've got the Ramblecast and Media Junkyard together live. No one thought it was going to happen, but it did. It took a fucking pandemic
to make it work. 2 years in the planning. It was pretty amazing.
April Fools, we're not actually here, though.
No.
Nope,
not at all.
but it happened. It's here. We're all here together, minus Matt now. Matt disappeared.
I thought he got rid of me, but it's. I guess I'm still.
Look
here.
At that, Robin's got the. So for those, sorry, but Matt, Robin's got the "I'm on a boat" video playing in the background. That's a fucking deep cut. I love it. So, gentlemen, for those who might not know who you are, care to introduce yourselves to the people listening at home? How about you, Rob? You start first.
I'm Jack.
I'm Rob. I don't know. I guess like when Chris and I, other Chris MJ there. I'm pointing like I can people because you can see me pointing at him.
But they can see you. Yeah, they can see. We're live right now, them. So you can do the whole like Brady Bunch thing.
Yeah.
We started a podcast in what year was it?
2006.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. 5 or 6 or something like that.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, a long time before podcasts were like cool and popular. And it started. Yeah, pre-serial.
Pre-Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. And we worked in the TV industry and we like had access to like TV pilots and stuff. So like we talked about a lot of TV and whatnot. And then it was just the two of us. And then we brought in Robin and Chris in Boston here. And
you're like, I'm Rob and I'm Chris. What we need is another Rob and Chris on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Two of us weren't enough to double it up. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And because Chris is like mad, just ridiculous. He was able to like just somehow get us into things that I still have no idea how he got us into.
Mostly charm. Mostly charm.
He has an abundance of charm. yeah. Like we started getting into press into Comic-Con and first New York Comic-Con, then went to San Diego Comic-Con, and we were just randomly in like in these kind of interview settings with all these other like, you know, legit outlets, and then it was just us there with everyone else somehow.
That's what's crazy about when you think back on it, you know, when you're like 2009, 2010, when you guys were out there with like press credentials, like interviewing like A-list celebrities. And today you're like, if you walked up to someone and said, hey, we're a podcast, we'd like to interview, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you know.
It felt that way at that point though, too, because it was basically like NBC, CNN, Media Junkyard. And we're like, oh,
that's exactly as it was. I'll never forget the first Comic-Con that we had press passes. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We wore these lanyards around and pretended we were super important. And then Chris, I remember being with you at one point, and I was like, I elbowed into like an emergency door behind the scenes somewhere, and I popped my head out. I'm like, holy shit, dude, come. Rob, bring the camera. We have to make like we're important. And then 15 seconds later, I'm standing next to Andy Sandberg. Do it in like the cast of Twilight. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? And then it snowballed, and then we became, you know,
obsolete.
Well, we did have that big deal with CBS going for a while, but it kind of blew up.
That's true. They're lost, not ours.
Truth. Very true. And then, so Chris, would you care to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
there you go. I got somebody at least. I prepared for today like I was going on a date. Like I took a shower and put on the cologne and an actual t-shirt.
I didn't do that.
I'm glad you took the shower. That's good.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, this is like the best thing I have going on for today. Thank you, coronavirus.
Robin. You're not done, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, good.
I got a haircut today, but only because my mother-in-law is a hairdresser. So
I was about to say, who cut your hair then? Like, because, you know, if we got another month or 2 months of this, we're all going to be shaggy as hell.
Even Jack?
Well, not all.
Yeah, even Jack, yeah.
Come on, you'll take that one long ear hair and you'll like twist it around on the top of your head.
Oh, I could do that. I could do that.
Oh, God.
Here.
Yeah, good to see you guys. I looked
great
at our
to
last
see you guys
our,
too.
Our last thing was 4 years ago. Wow. Our last thing that we did.
Wow.
So
was it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those, it was probably like a reunion thing too, wasn't it?
I think we were talking Rogue One, I think.
I know it was for Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was the interesting thing because we still have a lot of people who are like, when are you coming back? Are you gonna come back? Are you gonna do another show? Is it gonna what will bring you back? Will it be Star Wars? Is it gonna be what is gonna be the event? And apparently it had to be a global pandemic. That was the only way none of us were busy. And we could all hang out at, you know, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, I've been plenty busy. I've got kids, but I was like, as long as it's late night, they're all asleep. So,
yeah.
It's funny because it was over a year ago that we actually at first thought of doing this, you know, and I had written a song about Chris and the Media Junkyard and all this. Chris was like, dude, he's singing about me. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like the media. And then we're like, we should have a Media Junkyard. You know, and it's now taken this long to do
it. Well, the funny thing is, I even texted these guys like that live in the moment when that conversation happened. We're like, yeah, we're gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. How's that song coming along, Nick?
What song? That one?
You think that would have been the song you went with tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it's a year old now.
And I haven't heard this song, so.
Oh well, I mean, it was nothing special.
I would like to. I think it is.
It was.
I
did
want, I,
Do you know the song? You know the song "In the Jailhouse Now"? That was what it was. It was, it was Chris. It was the history of Chris on Let Me a Junkyard, and then, but now he's on the Ramblecast now. You know, it's like, and that's basically what it was.
I did want to say that, I don't know if you guys remember the check you gave to Autism Speaks. I still have it.
Wait, you didn't cash that check?
I didn't cash it. Did you cash
that check? Isn't that illegal?
It was like $4,000 or something like
that. Sorry, Autism Speaks.
It's such a cool looking check that I kept it. So
it's over 10 years now, so it's no longer valid.
Do you have the cake too?
I don't have the cake. No. That cake weighed a ton. That was a heavy cake.
Imagine if we brought the whole puzzle.
That's true. Yeah.
It looks like we've got some old school Media Junkyard listeners in the chat. A lot of them actually kind of have migrated over and have been listening to the Jay and Jack podcasts. But we have a few in the chat right now. We got Jamie Hill saying Kolke, Rob, and not Asian. Boston. John from Northern Kentucky says, I shaved my legs for this. Nice. Nick responded immediately. So smooth. Sorry, John. But this is awesome.
Rose said that whoever Rose is a Media Junkyard virgin. Well, you came to the right place.
Roe is fierce when it comes to we were playing like a Cards Against Humanity type of online game the other night, and now I was surprised of the language that she used in some of her examples, and I was pleasantly surprised actually. So I think that it was a lot of fun. This is awesome. This is great to have all of you guys, you know, back in front of in front of your microphones. Like, and as Colleen says, it's like the good old days. So yeah, here we are. We're at the Ramblecast After Dark in Media Junkyard mashup. So big topic of the day, obviously, coronavirus. So what have you guys been doing during this weird ass time to stay busy and not go crazy?
Puzzles. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 just had their newest download
on the Switch.
Yep, on the Switch.
Oh, dude, I might have to buy that.
So that just popped off on the 27th. So it's been that. It's been a lot of Pokemon Sword and Shield. And then I'm doing a lot of like volunteer stuff through the Diversity Center, where I'm a member of the board. So just like calling people, thanking them, letting them know that like if they need anything, we're there. Trying to let them know that the services are up and running just digitally. But I find that like those sort of things keep me busy, and then it actually feels like I have a full day. Otherwise, like I would go stir crazy.
Is anybody masturbating more? Like,
have you seen that? Like
currently,
somebody did one of those like wheels, you know, where it's like, you know, the little pie wheels, and the very bottom one says like the little tiny sliver says beat off, but the way the guy has it, he has it weighted to where it always just lands on go beat off.
No, I have not said that, but or seen that shit. Hi, I'm Matt. I sometimes host this show. I dropped Jack out as upon his request, and I have not met Robin since I added you.
Hey, Matt.
there can only be six of us. It's like the Highlander, except by multiples of six. And so
we can all share the prize.
And so I think it's fair for the RCAD to drop out at some point. And since I am probably the youngest here,
what? I don't know.
Definitely not.
I think Rob actually.
Anyway, I just thought I would jump in here. And sorry about the masturbation joke. I have been drinking while I've been just kind of waiting and listening to you guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Just a quick interjection.
Did. Jesus. Quick interjection here. We have behind Robin's left shoulder. It looks like we have some video footage from a Raleigh trip from many moons ago.
It's Kolke right there.
Did you make like a playlist of different?
No, movies? I just put the channel on and hit play. I realized, when I was setting up tonight that I had a TV behind me because I had to move the bedroom around because of a remote work. So all of a sudden I have a TV behind me. So I'm like, oh, it's like I can have something playing in the background. So I just queued up the,
well, oh wait, is that, there's that a, gonna be there's cakes some on sort a plane?
Of scary,
yeah, that's going to be
cakes
that's
on the, a plane.
That's cakes mm-hmm. on a plane.
Oh, cakes yeah. on a plane. Okay.
Yeah. So before YouTube, we actually had our videos on this, video platform called Nudia. And it was, if anyone remembers that.
Oh, all nudes. Yeah. Nudia.
We never really put anything on YouTube because that's how long ago we did this when YouTube wasn't like really it was like there, but it wasn't like the popular place to put videos. But now it is.
It's really taken over.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be a YouTube star now.
YouTube isn't even the thing now. Now it's TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We went through YouTube, we went through Snap, and now we're on TikTok.
Boy, Kesha really made a great investment. Huh?
That's right.
I just want to name the next app that's going to be the next big thing. You know, I'd name it something like stupid, like Kloop Kloop or Blah Blah Blue. You know,
Bleep Blor.
Oh, have you heard Blah Blah Blue? Oh, it's the next. It's great. You got to download Blah Blah Blue. What does it do?
I never got into Snapchat. I never got into TikTok. I'm officially a boomer when it comes to like new social media platforms.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's too much work. Yeah. It's like, what am I doing? Like, and most of the time the apps are pretty confusing to work anyway. So like Snapchat, I was like, this thing is locked or something. I have no idea what I'm doing with this. Like, oh, I'm suddenly a dog with a big tongue. All right. Sorry, I'm the boomer, actually.
Oh, quick public service announcement. Sorry, this might upset some people, like one or two people in the world, but there will be no tech segment tonight on this mashup of Media what? Junkyard and Rebelcast.
Oh. It did sound like Chris was going to start singing the TV song, though, a little while ago. So yeah. Just want to say, he started naming off networks, and I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I actually have, I could have talked about a tech segment, but it's all right.
If you're not a geek, you think computers are bland. It's casual tech for the everyday
man. And woman.
And woman.
I did get an Oculus Quest recently.
Oh boy.
Just for the porn?
Yeah. No.
So is Oculus Quest porn great, or is it awesome, or is it fantastic?
Fantastic.
Chris in Boston is wearing a Jester shirt.
Mainly, I got it for that Half-Life Alex game.
Sure.
But, okay.
But we're not having a tech segment, so it's fine.
But we can have a porn segment if you want.
And back.
That we can.
Anybody want a sandwich?
Sandwiches are now legal where I live. It's crazy. I had a sandwich delivered to my house yesterday.
Oh, really? Wait, was the joke you guys were talking about weed the entire time and I was making literal sandwiches?
We were always just really high, Robin, during that segment.
You know what? Actually,
how are sandwiches illegal? Did like the Earl of Sandwich come to your town?
Nice. He's talking about weed.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, there's only like six of those in the whole country. Like, and probably nobody knows what the hell the Earl of Sandwich is.
I know what the Earl of Sandwich is.
It's great. Well, yeah, there's one. Yeah. I know there's one in LA and probably one in San Francisco.
No, I actually meant the Earl of Sandwich. Like, he rose from the dead.
Oh.
Never mind. It's in my mind. Okay. It was funnier then.
Yeah. The zombie king of sandwiches. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
He came back from the dead and is looking to claim his throne. We all understand what's going on, Matt.
Yeah.
I declare because of COVID, no more sandwiches.
And now you can have spray sandwiches. It makes it even better.
Mm.
Tastes like lemon.
I miss sandwiches.
So actually, in Massachusetts, let's just skip the nicknaming here. Weed is considered to be a essential business if you have a medical card. It is not essential if it's just for recreational use. So all the medical dispensaries are still open in the state of Massachusetts.
Wait, you have two types of dispensaries?
We do. Most of them are both medical and recreational.
But there are a number of them that are medical only. So you do have to have the state issued medical marijuana card, which if you live in Massachusetts and you even think about partaking in even topicals, you're ridiculous not to get it. Because you don't pay the like the 28% sales tax. There's no limits and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, it's a great investment. And my weed doctor is now doing telemedicine, so you can actually get your card over the internet. Features are a great place.
Yeah, no. Wait until you're up to date where California is, and you can just walk into any place like it's a bakery and wait in the queue and show your ID and buy whatever you want and be like, thank you.
That's the way it is in Colorado, too. Yeah.
This is much more civilized. I appreciate
it. Hey, we're all getting that direction, so.
Yeah, I talked about that like on one of our older podcasts. The first time I came to a dispensary here in Colorado, and I couldn't get over it. You just give them your license to make sure you're, you know, of age, and then they take you back in this room, and it's, you know, it's like professionals. They're just like, so what are you looking for? You looking for a body buzz? You looking for a good head? You looking for really trippy? You know, and they'll break it down like exactly what you need. And you're like, damn, these guys are scientists. You know, like, I just want to get high, man.
Exactly.
So yeah.
It took for weed to be legalized for me to realize there was actually different kinds of like weed, like the stuff that gets you skyrocketing and then stuff that sets you back into your chair. So
and in between all of those too, so there's literally like just so many different types of strains out there. But Matt's weed doctor, his name is Doc Antle.
Oh wow! No
way. Yeah.
What did you have to do to get that weed?
Well,
he's the eighth daughter story. Into sex slavery, but you know, whatever.
Well, apparently Britney Spears is hanging out with Doc Antle. You guys saw that, right?
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's hanging out with him anymore.
I mean, she's not that innocent.
She's like,
yes. All right.
That was good. Very timely.
Robin Yarrow is just warming up right now.
Yep.
He's not quite Robin Yarrow yet.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Robin Yarrow. I'm working on it. I'm only halfway through.
Yeah, I just want to say we all need to agree that Carol killed her husband.
Oh, my God, dude. Yes. The best thing I saw today was a Tony the Tiger meme. It says, Carol's husband was great.
Oh man, the memes from this show. Okay, like I realize that Nick hasn't seen this, and yet Nick actually shared memes with us in our RCAD message group, which I was just like, you haven't seen this, but you've shared memes with us about the show. I'm confused by this.
That's how many are out there. It's like, well, no, this is funny to somebody, so I'll share it.
You're like, this Joe Biden thing, it's pretty funny. Has anybody seen the the Facebook group? Somebody shared, I think it was Will, shared a meme about that this is basically a white trash version of Game of Thrones, and then it matched up every person from Tiger King with a character from Game of Thrones, and I can't deny it. It's pretty spot on.
That's awesome.
So, guess who plays Jamie?
Truth.
Well, I'll let you look it up. So anyway, Tiger King, this is the thing of now, right? I mean, like if you're in Quarantineville, like the rest of us, and you've got shit to do.
But like the thing was, everyone keeps talking about how crazy it is. They're like, it's crazy. It's gripping. It's trashy. It keeps you to the very last minute. And we're several episodes in. And someone's arm was already bitten off. And they're like, and then it gets crazy. Like, someone's arm got ripped off already. And now it gets crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best way I can describe it, I think I put it in one of our group chats. I said, it's like a rolling dumpster fire that's actually riding in the caboose of a train that keeps wrecking at every turn, that's being driven by a conductor on meth with a tiger in his lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. My takeaway from it was there actually was a worse 2016 candidate. It was a worse one. Can you imagine Tiger King in charge of all this?
I don't know. I mean, Would he have fired the pandemic response team though? I mean, that's the bigger question. So
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. He would have just cooked, Tony the Tiger. Can you imagine? Yeah.
I can't believe how many husbands they all have, like husbands and wives.
Like everyone.
Everyone. Every single one of them is a polygamist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, my favorite scene, and this is not going to give anything away to anybody, but it's that 30-second montage of, I don't even know the guy's name, the guy who's like in it for like a half an hour in the total series, with him just like riding a fucking jet ski with this mullet just flowing in the air with the shitty like Brian Bosworth glasses, and he's just singing. Or they're playing the Eye of the Tiger. Like, there's going to be a sequel. I cannot wait to see what happens. But what's crazy is that there's actually been some cold cases now. The cold case for Carol Baskin's husband has been reopened. So they actually have opened that case in Florida. So who knows? Could this be like another serial type of thing in which they maybe uncovered the truth after the fact because of the show?
Well, I just want to say, because I also live in Indiana, the motherfucker that's from Indiana that's on the show, that guy was shut down as of this month. Like, so, you know, it actually didn't even make it into the little Netflix blurb at the end. Sorry, I know this is spoilers for Nick and Jack, who I can actually see Jack's video because he's not in, and he looks like he's asleep. I think he's on his phone. He's holding up his phone. He wants back in after the tiger talk is what he said in the chat. But anyway, I was just happy that this Indiana guy though, like, got shut down for his shit. Cause that guy who totally should be played by Woody Harrelson, is just as fucked up as the rest of these assholes. And, When you hear about this stuff being in your backyard, you're like, oh yeah, we've got a Florida Tiger Man too. You know, like, we're not just any old state. So anyway, well,
the craziest thing is that these people are real. Like, this is no joke. And granted, like, one of the lines of the producer, the guy who came in to film the reality show, like the show inside the show, like the very meta show that was happening. The producer guy was like, I had to create this show that made him look like he loved tigers. And I was like, well, you did a fucking good job because your show looks amazing. And I want to go back and watch it. Like, has that show been released? Can you actually go and watch the original reality show?
I don't think it ever came to fruition. I don't think
it has to now.
Joe Exotic TV had new stuff released like just 2 months ago, apparently.
Joe Exotic TV, there's a YouTube channel and there is stuff on there. Yeah.
He's so happy that he's getting more publicity again.
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
I mean, I think mostly because if nothing else, he's just like, fuck Carol. Like, if she can go to jail or like something, he'll be so vindicated. This is for everything. Like, as long as she goes to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is it doesn't exactly vindicate him. It's just well, yes, another bad person went to jail feelings. Too.
It vindicates his like hardcore, like hard on to throw this woman behind bars.
I like that John Finley was mad that Netflix didn't show him with his new teeth.
Nick hasn't seen this, but he's smiling because he's like, oh, yeah. Dude, like, well,
you've seen the social distancing meme, right, of his teeth? It's like, no. They show, like, this corner here, not social distancing. This corner here, social distancing. It's just like one tooth all over to the side.
And I also love that your homeboy, Skypack, is just called Businessman because he owned, like, a bunch of strip clubs.
Right,
my homeboy.
Yeah. Who was on the jet ski?
Riding the jet ski.
Oh,
I'm totally with Chris MJ on this. Yes, yes,
businessman.
And I hate spoiling this for Jack and Nick, but he does a noble thing, and you're like, what? How is this fucker the one that does a noble thing? Like, what? At every turn.
He's only trying to avoid jail.
True. Very true.
True. Yes. So it's not that noble in the end. I beg and plead with Chris and, or I'm sorry, Nick and Jack to watch this show. I really seriously want to do a versus of the least favorite character from, or the most hated or vile character. I want to do a versus based on Tiger King. So
just going to Colleen in the chat. She said, like, the murder for hire plot is the least crazy part of the show.
I agree. Also, can we also talk about, and no one's talking about this, and they don't even bring it up at all in the Netflix series, about his songs, his albums?
Mm-hmm. Stuck, like, in my head for days.
But, like, I think it's not a surprise to know that he didn't sing that.
Right.
No one's shocked, right?
But then he tried to sing those songs at his husband's funeral.
Right.
And he's got the music playing behind him as he's...
Right.
Wait, do you mean the same funeral where he talked about his ex-husband's ball sack in front of his family?
They were golden. They were golden.
Golden nuts.
His golden.
Yeah. His mom right there. Right there in the... Yeah.
She's like, yeah, they were golden.
Yeah, she was nodding too.
She's like, yeah, they sure were.
She was golden. What are you going to do? I mean, you're in mourning.
No, but all right. But the funny thing was, though, is that you got introduced to this character, like, I don't know, episode 3 or 2 or whatever. And then, like, you don't really hear about his character development all that much, other than the fact that, like, he's banging Joe. And then fast forward, and he's an instant fucking meth head. And apparently they imported his mom to work there. Like, what happened? Like, what happened in that period of time in which this Southern California dude goes off and then just recruits his mom to come and live on the same place? Like, everything about that show baffles and completely entertains me.
Okay.
Colleen
was bringing up how he brought the mom to his next wedding.
Yeah, he like gave away the bride man. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that he now has his third husband. He had two at the same time, and they're all younger than I am.
Yeah, it's called grooming.
Wait, hold on. William Fry is in the chat. Carol was a hooker. And they moved past that detail?
She was walking the streets.
Yeah. She got to argue with her husband, right?
As much as we know.
Mm. Oh, wow, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, there's a lot of confirmation in the chat now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's why she was quote-unquote walking. No shit!
I kind of missed that part.
So she was a trick.
It's like that John.
No, 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 no. They're called illusions. Illusions.
Episode title, Illusions.
At some point, I feel like I should bring Jack back into this chat. He's just sitting there. He's like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to go. You know, I don't. No, he actually doesn't give a shit.
So this is one of those moments where who's going to get dropped? Oh, he said no? Okay.
I was going to rotate Nick out because the RCAD members, except for Chris, because this is his crew, and he brought him on.
Finally.
You're like, finally, I'm surrounded by people I like.
When are we getting Colleen in here? That's another part of the crew.
Colleen is the favorite member of the RCAD, and she's never on this show. Like, she appeared last week in the background, and everybody was like, Colleen, yes!
We do need more Colleen cameos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was a pretty big part of...
Only if she's in her sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants only. Yeah. And glasses, of course.
And glasses, yeah.
That came out wrong. So, fully clothed, but only if she's wearing sweatpants. Sorry, Colleen.
All right, well, hold on. While we're on the topic,
I blame this spray
scene. Apparently, Walmart has been seeing an increased sales in tops, but not bottoms.
That makes sense.
They had a bunch of financial reporting that came out and said amid the coronavirus, they had a huge increase in sales. So obviously people are not concerned from the waist down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working from home, doing WebEx, no pants.
You don't need pants on a video chat. I mean,
I've been wearing scrubs for like the last 3 weeks.
You're not even a nurse.
I'm
not a first responder.
You're what's wrong with America right now, taking scrubs from nurses who need them.
Oh, is this smelly? What is that? Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just looking at Robin's screen.
That's right outside the old ice rink there.
That's right, yeah.
Iceplex.
The Raleigh Iceplex. Hey, wake up. Aren't you?
I saw some flashing behind me. It was a Who's Your Pope video.
Yes.
We really were ahead of our time because nobody else was making Pope jokes like that at the time.
No, it's true. No one had the balls, mm-hmm. honestly.
And really pioneering talking about movies and TV and video games on the internet.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's nobody true. Did that. Nobody did that before us.
Yep.
Nobody listened to it.
Nobody listened.
We had some pretty decent numbers back in our heyday.
Somehow I don't know how, but
how was your nap, Jack?
I was great. It was great. I was I don't think I have to watch the show now. I know all about it. I know everything.
But there's so much more.
It did make me want. It's the first time it actually someone explained it to me that I said, okay, I do want to watch it now. There's a poor. I'm just like going. They're crazy. I go. Everyone's crazy. So
yeah, there's hookers and corruption, and people's arms get bitten off.
Yeah, that's the part that I really want to see.
Yeah, our pets' heads keep falling off. It's wild.
Yeah. It is wild.
There's little things that happen throughout the whole documentary where you're like, there's a guy that you're like, why do you have this stuffed tiger on your bed? Like, I mean, he looks like somebody that would not have a stuffed tiger. And in one scene, it's on his nightstand. And in the next scene, it's on his bed, like Rob MJ's like dog in the background. You're like, wait, how? Why is that there? Like, do you cuddle or sleep with that at night? Like,
maybe he does. Maybe he does other things to it. You don't know.
I'm just saying there's things that happen that you pick up on, like subtle details. So
I honestly thought about doing this whole web show while sitting in my bathtub.
yes.
But then I thought that's already been done.
And when that happened, I told my wife, I said, look, you didn't even realize he just jumped into a bath and they're interviewing him. Because at that point, that's episode 7, and you're just like, oh, it seems like normal.
It seems like a good interview spot. Yeah. There's another meme out there. It's like, producer says, he wants to do the interview where? And not to mention, he's in like a pink bathtub. He's like the most vile and like dangerous guy on that show. Mm-hmm. And he's in this most vulnerable moment.
Is this a guy that ran for governor?
No.
President, no. Jack. No, was a governor.
I thought someone ran for governor of Oklahoma.
He also did run for governor as well.
He ran for governor and president.
After losing.
And he got like 19% of the vote. I heard that part.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma. Come on.
What else are people watching to keep their minds occupied? Anything new and exciting?
I just started watching or picking. I picked up again the morning show on the Apple TV network. I kind of put that show down because I was like, meh. And then I think a couple people on this show here mentioned you should go back and watch it because it actually gets great. And I think I'm at the last episode that I'll probably watch after we do this. But it definitely has picked up quite a bit. I'm enjoying it. It's a good show.
Can I ask what happens to you?
The next episode I'm going to watch is the finale.
Okay. I think that's about where I'm at.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I think Robin was going to say something.
Oh, I've actually been binging. I got access to DirecTV, the online app, and have been binging Mr. Mercedes, which is this another like Stephen King show that nobody's seen, but it is so freaking good. And I'm just so sad that it's like limited to just people who have DirecTV. Like you can buy the DVDs, but I definitely recommend it. If you're a Stephen King fan, seek this out because it's really a Brendan Gleeson is amazing in it. That's what I've been binging.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm watching Westworld. Like, that's back on now. So
yeah,
keeping up with that.
Here to get hurt again.
What's your take on that, on the new season so far?
It's just very different. It's been okay so far. I don't have any problems with it. It's just
very sci-fi. Guess,
yeah, it's super sci-fi, and I just kind of missed. I guess I missed the park stuff a little bit, but see where it goes.
I don't really like it.
Really?
So far, okay. I'm like, meh.
I like it. I think it's been well done.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if I like Aaron Paul in it because I just feel like he's just too. He's always just Jesse to me.
Yeah,
I can't let go of it.
I think he's great.
He's good.
Actually. I feel like with the character that he's playing, it's almost like you could pick him up as a Jesse type person, but moved on in his life or something.
I mean, yeah, he's robots can't keep getting away with this. Sorry.
I think he's a much stronger character than Pinkman.
Huh. Okay.
After three episodes?
Pinkman got his own Netflix movie.
Oh, that was so good, too.
I like him as an actor, and I've enjoyed this season so far. Actually better than the second season. So I thought
the second season.
Yeah, I thought Mike's take on it was pretty good. That the second season actually is Mitch? Weaker than the first. So Mitch, yes, aka on the Jay and Jack and Mitch podcast. So, but what's heating up?
Robin is. Robin is
fired up.
Oh, I'm trying.
I just
to get
caught
him all
a
fired
comment
up.
In there.
Yeah, I made fun of him for his hipster-like comment about that show that he just watched that no one is into yet, but Robin was the first one.
I didn't mean for it to come off that way. I'm sad because it's asshole. So good.
I'm the only one watching it.
Why is it limited to this one place that, like, you know, DirecTV people have?
It's like, I'm just trying to get him fired up because when Robin gets fired up is when some of his best shit comes out. It's when he turns into El Robinero.
Actually, funny enough, El Robinero is still my Twitter name, and this pop filter right here was bought by, I believe, Chris and Robin. Chris, all three of you, right?
How much did the pop filter cost? Jesus,
we treated him.
We all kicked in a buck.
Yeah.
I bought mine for like five something, and I'm like,
yeah, you can just take this one.
Well, really, it's one that bolts to a desk, and I don't want to muck up my desk, so I have it bolted to a piece of wood.
So it was $1.50 each.
Mm. Yeah, it's not even a real one. Shit,
these guys treated me well.
I'm not trying to make you feel worse about your partners in crime there, Robin, but
you have to realize
this
was also 15 years ago, so a dollar was like $2,000.
Yeah, true.
Now why did they why did they chip it and buy it for you? Because there was problems on your end?
I'm assuming it was probably a subtle hint. It was like it came with like deodorant. I don't know why.
I think we wanted the audio quality to be a set standard, you know, and we just.
That was the most politically correct way of saying he sounded like shit.
Didn't we get a microphone?
We did. So yeah, it was the gift wasn't just a pop filter. Yeah, it was the microphone.
Oh, really? Oh, the snowball was you guys too?
Yeah. So now that makes more sense.
It does.
Okay.
Not to toot our own horns or anything, but it's a pretty fucking sweet gift.
Yeah, I'm sitting here talking through my earbuds the entire time, so I think it's plugged in.
I tried to purchase a new mic for tonight, and COVID-19, the supply chain's all backed up, and that says it won't get here until May 1st.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's the Raleigh meetup date.
Wah, wah. Oh,
sorry.
Holy shit. Jason Samuels in the chat.
Oh my God.
That's a name I haven't heard of in like 10, 15 years.
That's right.
What's up, Jason Samuel? How are you? Not that there's a delay. I don't know why we're waiting for a response, but
Jason,
why isn't he answering?
I think so. This was a Secret Santa thing. Is that what Jason's saying?
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I don't said, remember this because you had me chip in for the Secret Santa.
Thanks for the warning there, Matt.
Nick was beaten off. So the camera goes on.
Shit.
I'm not the dog.
It's priceless.
So that 1 second you finished.
I don't remember the Secret Santa bit, but I do remember we had some amazing times with Media Junkyard, and there's a lot of the old school folks who listen to the show are here, which is great. But awesome. It's awesome to see you guys again all together on one feed.
I agree.
More often.
Yeah. We're all still alive.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. There's more Skypex and there's more Bridges than there have ever been before.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They just keep coming.
Yeah. Technically, Rob and I are the ones that are like behind in the curve.
Yeah. Fucking get on it, guys.
Got to flatten the curve.
That's not how you do it, though.
That's why I don't have any kids, clearly.
Wait, you don't have kids because you don't know how to flatten the curve?
The curve apparently.
Apparently. Is the curve to the right or to the left? Oh, dick jokes are great.
I'm glad I got fixed before this epidemic, though.
Do you see the latest Curb Your Enthusiasm, the last episode?
Oh, yes. Oh, Spite Store.
Yeah. The final episode with Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Well, you just wonder how, like, if no one's seen it other than Robin, I mean, it's just like, you wonder how they're going to tie that back in, like the whole.
Yeah. You knew it was
coming. And then sure enough, at the end, you're like, oh, shit.
Yep.
It's a big dick joke, anyone.
Yeah. I cut out Chris just for a moment because I did binge this. We were talking about binging shows and stuff, and I got HBO back just so that I could like binge Curb. I was kind of like, well, I'll wait until I can just watch the whole thing. And oh my gosh, I loved it. I loved this season. Love Larry David. Love the humor. It's just so good.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it really smart stuff. And I'll jump back off here. But before I go, I think this is a good time to put in one of those smooth transitions to a flattening the curve of our commercial break.
Do you have curves?
Yeah. Speaking of new shows, though, Matt and I have talked about it in the last couple episodes. Have any of you guys watched Devs?
It's on my list, but now I got to watch Tiger King.
Yeah. Devs is really good. It's only like on Hulu every Thursday. It's like the guy who wrote Ex Machina. It's very good.
I promise you, it's my next show I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It's good. I finish with this.
It's my third show. So I got to get DirecTV to watch Mercedes Benz.
There's Mr. Mercedes.
Oh, Mr. Mercedes. I knew something like that.
Hey, if you guys I saw this movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but this is actually this pretty cool flick that I've been. wanted to show you guys. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called Das Boot. It's a great movie. Or so I'm told.
It actually is.
So you guys know, I recommended that movie to him because he was talking about submarines something one day. I was like, oh, you got to watch Das Boot.
You recommended this movie before we first started talking about this.
Before the Media Junkyard reunion. He bought it that episode. And it's still to this day not watched that movie.
I bought that DVD through janejack.com/Amazon while we talked about it, because it's a great place to buy. You need to buy on Amazon, it's janejack.com/Amazon. I bought it right then and there. I had it prime delivered like the next day.
It even made the move because you moved since then.
No, I bought it while I lived in this house.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay, all right.
100%. And then it's still shrink wrapped. So
you know what? It's a good submarine movie. Star Trek II to Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, that's Moby Dick. Yeah,
but you're right. Speaking of Star Trek, really? CBS All Access. I think they're making the free trial for like 60 days now. So now you can go catch up on.
Yeah,
Picard.
I've been binging Discovery. Picard. And Picard is gonna top it off with Picard at the end.
Picard.
Oh my god, you're all a bunch of nerds.
Shocker.
Is Picard good?
I think Picard's really good. I enjoyed it.
I haven't watched it yet.
It makes me excited really for good. A season two. Like the finale is really good, and it makes me super excited for the next season whenever that happens.
Hmm. Has anybody have to be able seen... to get together and film things?
True.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Facts are facts, America. has anybody seen or heard of Hunters on Amazon?
Yes.
I want to see
Chris
it.
Recommended it. Yes.
Yes.
So good.
What's it about?
Loved.
It's about Nazi hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nazi hunters in the 70s.
Yeah.
Al Pacino playing an old Jewish man the way he was meant to.
Hoo-ha!
He's like slowly moved in age. Like, you know, he played a really great like young Italian, young Spaniard. Now he's old. Now he's old and Jewish.
he plays a great old Jewish guy, though. I tell
agree.
You, he did a really nice job.
Well, he's a fantastic actor.
True.
Yeah. A similar vein, I guess. Have you guys watched Plot Against America yet?
So the first episode.
I'm gonna binge it.
New HBO show. It's a historical fiction in the 40s. So like FDR is removed from office by another person who is more like a Nazi sympathizer. You know, so it's not, you know, it's not like a Man in the High Castle or anything where it's completely, you know, different timeline, but it's kind of like a
subtle change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the trailer, so it's not really giving it away, but it's if Lindbergh wins the presidency. Yeah.
Right.
So there's a whole like Nazi tie in there, and he's it turns into like a war against.
He was a Nazi sympathizer, wasn't he?
Well, there's no
believed to be
because basically he was sent by the U.S. Air Force to Germany in the 30s to learn about their Air Force because we needed to modernize ours. So there's the case, you know, to believe there, and then you know, he never ran for politics though, and that's where this show makes the leap, is that he actually runs for president. You know, and so it is an interesting show in that, like, oh, you know, like kind of like that historical documentary I recommended to you, you know, The Untold History of the United States. You know, it's a lot of what ifs, like, you know, if this person would have been elected, FDR had not been reelected, like what America could have been just by one person being in office.
You know. Yeah, we're living that right now.
That's the parallel about the show.
I think that's why all these shows are so appealing to us, because we're living in a fucking real shit show. But Jess is in the chat. Hi, Jess.
I mean Jennifer.
or also known as Jamie's soul sister.
She loves that song.
She fucking... I'll tell you this. Every time for the last 15 fucking years, I've heard that song come on the radio, I think of Jess. Every single time.
Me too.
I think of snow and cold, I think of Jess.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I think of Canada.
Canada.
Ooh, Canada.
I think we're getting tattoos behind me.
We ruined a lot of things for a lot of people over the years.
The Beach Boys.
It's such a great moniker. Media Junkyard. Ruining shit for you since 2003.
You're right. We're literally getting tattoos behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's that.
Yeah. I don't know how clear it
is. Wait, you still have it?
It went away. No, it went away.
He tattooed a bull over it.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Nick's not going to get that joke, so I'm just going to jump in and say, if you're going to get a cover-up tattoo, go the whole way. Like, why? What the hell? Like, put a ribbon in, or I don't know. Like,
oh, just back to the tiger thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just get the whole. I gotta tell you, the timing of Matt's comedic interjections have been fucking priceless. He's got this whole StreamYard thing down. That's awesome.
It only took him 2 years to figure it out, but it's
how to be a great producer. I think tonight he proved it. he proved how to be a great producer.
You know, yeah, he keeps coming in like Joker here.
Yeah. Will Johnson in the chat just reminded me there was once a website for all of the inappropriate things that Rob said. And it was robsaysstuff.com.
I don't even think I know who. I don't have. Did we ever figure out who made it?
No, we never found out. Just one of the listeners registered the domain and made a website. And every time Rob said something that was like vaguely inappropriate or could be misconstrued, it went up on the website.
It was like a Robopedia. It's fantastic. Oh my God.
I need to go on the Wayback Machine and see if that's. I can get that.
Yeah. RobSaysStuff.com. Is it still there? Is it still there?
That's the only one, that's what I'm curious about. It's like if all of a sudden tomorrow, new shit is put up.
Not be reviewed.
Yeah, time to add to the old site.
I mean, if someone has been paying for this long, I'd be.
You'd have a stalker. Yeah.
Appreciative?
Frankly, appreciative.
Oh my goodness.
Well, if you guys are going to say anything, then I'm going to have to jump in more often.
Keep the show flowing.
So
next topic.
So we can talk about some old episodes. So Jess in the chat says the Stevie Wonder episode was the best episode. What happened during the Stevie Wonder episode?
That was Go Fuck Yourself, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Why did we tell him to go fuck himself?
We're like, what's the background? We need to, like...
I honestly can't remember.
It was Jess, maybe
Jess can put it in the chat. She can give her some of her own personal highlights of that episode.
Well, that's pretty harsh to Stevie Wonder, man. Jesus.
I mean, my personal favorite of the MJ is towards the end. I've talked about this before, but it's the one where, because Jamie's in the chat, I'm going to talk about it because I still think it's comedic gold, is the episode where, you guys were doing something for charity. You could pay to be a guest person on the show. And Jamie's guesting on the show. And literally... 3/4 of the show never says a word the entire time. And all of a sudden, one of you guys said something interesting, and he just starts talking. And then out of nowhere, you're like, holy fuck, who is that?
Who's this guy?
Who is that? Oh, Chef, now you were here.
You start talking about heroes that got him going?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Fucking heroes.
Is that our Beach Boys?
Or the Beach Boys, yeah.
We should put up the best of episodes on YouTube or something, because right now you can't get any episodes.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah, that was your fault.
I was shifting into a more public role and was like, ooh, I don't want people finding this shit at all. Right. The things I said 15 years ago should not be heard by anyone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They might be better off where they are.
Well, I would at least love to have a copy of it. If you want to drop it in a Dropbox, maybe.
I take some solace that half of the stuff, not even half, a third of the stuff that we do in this show is behind the patrons get it. Mm-hmm. And we keep the really bad stuff for the patrons. Oh, yeah. That way I could kind of have some type of protection from if I ever want to run for president.
Oh, yeah. Steve and Derek were on that one. Okay.
Mm. Steve and Derek. Oh, they
conquered Steve.
The GFY Stevie Wonder Show. That might be the best title ever. Oh my goodness.
Jess wants you guys to repost them again, so I wouldn't do it.
I say you should just upload into a Google Drive and send links to our special friends that used to listen back in the day.
I've got them on Drive already because I keep all my stuff there. So
weird. Yeah. Narc. What are you doing?
No. I remember we did the the reenactment of Star Wars. You guys remember that?
Yeah, it was an ad. Listened to that last week. It's still funny.
Our ads were really good. Our ads were funny.
Yeah,
they were. I remember being sitting in the basement of my then apartment, recording that and having my fucking neighbors being like, "Dude, are you all right?"
Because you were Luke and you were getting crushed by the garbage disposal.
Oh my god, Jamie says he is still here. He hasn't said a word. typical Jamie. Switch it.
So polite.
Switch it. That sounds familiar.
I don't remember.
I have a terrible memory. This is not helping.
No.
I swear, if I like, sometimes I'll listen, like, not, I won't listen, but like, if I hear any of the episodes, I literally don't remember talking.
Yeah.
Like, I like, did I really said that?
You kind of go into show mode.
Jamie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, you're here. Wait, there you are.
Hey, Jack. Heroes. Heroes. Best show ever.
It's oh funny. My God. The stuff that you're saying, you have no idea. Even a week later that you don't remember saying it. I've had people email me, hey, remember when you're talking about this? I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah. Matt Treese is in the chat, and he's talking about his favorite memory was all the great times he had at PAX East. PAX East was a good time, man. We went to We went to the last PAX East at the Heinz Convention Center, and then we went to the first convention at the BCEC, the Boston Convention Center. That was awesome. Those weekends were fun as shit.
They were fun. They also involved a catfish.
Oh my god! The fucking catfish!
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
What was his name? Or we thought his name was
something the J.
I don't even know. So, short version of that story.
Wait, was this an actual catfish or just
a
person you were catfishing?
Just we got Andy. Catfished. Andy.
It drops out.
His name is Andy. So, I'll try and get the story going. If you guys want to jump in and fill in the blanks,
is this some behind some sort of wall of secrecy, or can anybody hear it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody can hear it. I mean, does it matter?
Nobody's listening. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jack. So we had this dude who was a listener on the show, and he lived somewhat close to where I live, and he finally made his way to hang out with us at PAX. But there was just so much weirdness, and like we couldn't quite put a finger on it. Like what was going on with this dude? And he turned into a really creepy experience. Mm-hmm. I remember it was very odd hanging out with him, and then behind the scenes, it got real fucking weird.
We went to that strip club with him.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh Christ!
I wasn't there. Just so you guys, if anybody's listening, I was not here.
And, if my wife is listening, I was not.
My wife. Also,
I guess I was there.
you were definitely there, Skypack.
Oh, you were, yeah.
100% you were there.
And I brought this group to a few there. Different strip clubs. And you might think that I'm like an aficionado of them. I'm not.
Oh, no. Hold on. Because there was one time we walked in and they were like, ah, Skypack.
Bullshit.
From the pole.
Bullshit.
From the pole.
Norm!
That didn't happen. Maybe once, but Colleen mentions the guy with the fiance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a really weird scenario with that whole fiance thing, which we're not quite sure if that fiance actually existed or not.
Was a human? Yeah, I think he was not a human.
She supposedly had cancer, but then like we think it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We think that she didn't actually even live or exist
like, as a human. Oh. Yeah,
yeah, she wasn't even real.
Yeah,
it was so we got like catfish inside of a catfish.
Hmm.
Inner catfish.
Inception catfish.
Catception.
Catception. Fish.
Fish.
Catception. I think it's inception. This is the most Heroes thing I've heard. like. You know, never mind. That one wasn't good. I'll jump back out.
So. Not your best work.
Yeah, they can't all be winners.
You have to work on that, Matt.
I know. I am. But I'm still stuck on Heroes. And, you know, while you guys have been talking, I've just been hitting the sauce pretty hard. I laugh at stuff that you guys say, but you can't see me. So it's really powerful.
It's kind of weird. You guys haven't experienced the penalty box yet, but that's what it's like. You're just looking at everybody laughing and you're going, oh, shit, they can't hear me. So
the penalty box.
That's what it is. You're putting yourself in the penalty box every time.
So that's why I keep putting Jack in there because he's most familiar with it, you know.
That's true.
You know, it's like karma. So Carol Baskin style.
Oh, and then Will in the chat says, didn't he then get engaged later to a guy? I don't remember that.
I think
is that
so.
True?
I think I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I wished him congratulations.
Oh.
Take the high road, Skypack. Take Colleen, the high yep. road.
Yep.
Hey, look, Colleen, have you been watching him? He's definitely doing that.
Colleen said, I got it. Colleen
said, the Rhode Island one. I'm assuming she's probably referencing the strip club conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
None Providence. Of us have ever been there.
Is that the where you had the hot dog with Cliff? That one?
Yes. Okay. All right. We have to retell the story.
Go ahead.
We were out for Jay's bachelor party. And we all went out. We had a great time. We were drinking quite furiously, as one would. And we sent Cliff off to go get food for everybody. And he came back with a hot dog. One hot dog for like 20 dudes. And like, did not think about anybody else. Just ate the one hot dog. And we were all so mad at him. Like, we were too drunk to do anything about it, but we were so mad.
Like, Cliff, you got a hot dog. Hot dog. There's eight of us.
Didn't we give him money too?
We did.
He didn't even cut the hot dog into pieces.
Oh. See, that's interesting because I've heard him say his side of the story so many times where it was like, look, I said I was gonna go 7-Eleven and get a hot dog, and they were like, oh, okay, and I went back and got a hot dog, and they're like, but you actually giving him money gives a little bit of a
a room full of drunk adults being like, oh, you're going to 7-Eleven? Here's some money to bring some shit back. Not, I'm going to sponsor your hot dog habit, Cliff.
Oh, Cliff.
It's so interesting. Like, I mean, the guys have heard me talk about this. Like, we went to this really nice sushi place in LA, Cliff and I, for, like, it was his birthday or something. And we spent like a shit ton of money because it was really expensive. And we go to the bathroom. It's one of those really fancy bathrooms where you have the guy that washes your hands for you and gives you the mints and all that shit. And I do it. I throw him up $2 or something like that. Walk out of the bathroom and I'm waiting for Cliff in the little lobby, and I hear Cliff go, "Oh, do you take Bitcoin?" And I'm looking like, "What the fuck, Cliff?" He's like, you gotta take the time. The guy didn't even know what it was. He had to download the app, just to show Cliff could transfer him $2 of Bitcoin. I'm like, what the fuck, Cliff? It's like, you could have just said, Nick, do you have $2 or something? But it's just Cliff. It's just the way he is.
Dude, so Colleen pointed it out, but it wasn't Colleen. Matt pointed out, Rob, is your dog all right, dude? His legs just point up. Is he alive?
Yeah, she's fine. There you go. Tail's wagging.
Yeah.
You just see legs.
Oh, stretch.
I just saw it move like earlier, and I was just like, huh.
Oh,
there's a dog back there. I didn't realize there was a dog. There is a dog back there. It's not a human, not a tiger.
It's actually a white tiger.
You're one of those tiger people, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Everybody watching that show is like, oh, that's a liger. Oh. It costs
about $3,000 a day to feed it.
Anyway, speaking of hand washing, though, like 20 seconds to wash your hands? Jesus, like life during COVID just takes forever. It's just like, oh, man. Am I right?
I know. It's like, remember your thumbs? What?
Yeah, remember
who washes their thumbs?
I've never washed my thumbs before.
Oh, yeah. Anything that I've learned in the last month is I've done a fucking shitty job of washing my hands my entire life.
Yeah.
Brand entire new. Life.
I love my face.
Where I start now. You do the thumbs.
What's the song that you sang as you wash your hands?
I don't sing a song.
I don't. Yeah. I do the one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
I actually, I don't sing it out loud, but I hum it to myself, the Blank Check with Griffin and David theme song. I don't know if you guys listen to that podcast, but they pointed out that their podcast song is exactly 20 seconds. So,
Will said he can't stop touching his face.
I can't either. I'm doing
you
it right now.
Touch him more. Yeah.
I can't stop touching face, Will's face either.
Yeah. It's interesting how you don't notice all these unconscious things you're doing. Like, you know, I put on the gloves to go out, you know, and I'm like, my face itches, and you're like, motherfucker! Can't touch
it. I'm saying that if you wear gloves, you actually increase your chance of getting the virus.
Just if you're spreading it and you're not aware of what you're touching with the gloves.
I also heard there's a higher chance you're single.
Wait, what?
If you're wearing gloves?
Yeah, because it's no glove, no love.
Missing the point of the glove. You put the lotion on first, then you put the glove on.
Oh.
And then it gets the hose again.
Of Mice and Men style. Am I right? Anybody read that book? Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eighth grade. I want to pet the rabbit, Lenny.
Pet the rabbit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Lenny is the one that's just like, no, wait, it's the other guy. Anyway.
Lenny's the big guy. George is the little guy.
George is the one that like puts lotions on his hands as he puts them in the gloves, so that because that's his lady hand.
It's like Master Blaster from Thunderdome, the smart one and the dumb one.
Sure. Let me just get as far away from this topic as possible. Jamie Hill says in the chat he's wondering about Danny Tiger. Another host of Media Junkyard, and I will say that I went to the WB studios and got a tour from him last year, and it was awesome. It was just awesome seeing him again, and he gave a great tour of the lot. You know, I'm not sure if he's still working there, but he was cool, super cool to see in person.
he also now has two baby tigers.
He does.
Yeah.
Two cubs.
Yep.
I miss that kid. I remember, I think the last time I saw him was actually with he and his wife. The rooftop bar over at the, wherever the hotel that was, in San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Hyatt.
Yeah. Oh, those are the good times. Those are the simpler times. Hanging out in a rooftop bar because we're cool.
How old are you? Is this like a Viagra commercial?
I wasn't there, but
sitting in my basement, homeschooling and failing.
You're the rooftop at Comic Con?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, man.
You talking about the ones with the people in the window, or
yeah?
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot about. Yeah. We watched those people fuck in the window.
That was really fun. Being on the rooftop, not watching them have sex.
Jack, what was your favorite Comic-Con memory?
I'm thinking.
Is that why there's smoke coming out of your ears?
Probably
the dudes. Same.
Probably the time we met Jorge, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, actually, meeting everybody else was also great. So
that's what I was waiting for, Jack. Thanks.
Yeah. Or the time I got really drunk.
Oh, yeah, that was memorable for sure.
Then I had such a bad hangover, and we had to do our panel the next day. I'm like, oh, I hope nobody asked any fucking questions.
Oh, that was the night of the photo bomb.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to Robin, but I'm back in until he comes back. So.
Yeah, I got pretty shit faced that night at that bar.
Yeah, we noticed.
Yeah, so I did have a good time. I did have a good time. This, I guess, there was some good times at Comic Con. Yeah, yeah.
There were great times there. Like it was. Yeah, I think that there was moments like Chris said that we couldn't believe that we were a part of, and there were also moments where we were so hungover we didn't want to live anymore.
Like
it was kind of the best of both worlds.
Oh my god,
that was me that night. Oh my god,
one of the most hungover moments of my life. Standing out in front of a building,
the Tron press junket,
Flynn's arcade, which was created. I just found the videos of Jack wasted. Oh, I'll share those
videos.
Yeah, there's videos. I've got them.
I didn't know there were videos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll play them in a minute. Just standing out in front of Flynn's Arcade to do like a press junket for the Tron movie that was coming out at that time. And
they're the best photo of Robin.
I see Robin like just made some shady deal with some guy in the alleyway. He comes out and from his mouth. He's like, I got a butt. And he's like, lights up his cigarette. He's like, oh. I look at Robin. I go, we're fucking not going in there. So they went back to the hotel.
They started coming around and they were like, okay, how many people are in your crew? We're like, there's four. They're like, you need to get rid of two. And Skypec and I literally just turned around and walked away.
That's right.
They're like, that's fine, yep. We're going.
Oh, so that was me and Rob that went in there. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember going in there.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Charlene, yes, it was at Tivoli's. That was the night.
Tivoli's. Tivoli's.
Tivoli's, whatever it is. Here's the video. I'll see if I can pull it up on the screen so y'all can see
not
it.
It's not my fault everyone was buying me drinks. It is not my fault.
No.
They heard I was easy, so they were buying me drinks.
You and Rob both.
I don't know if we're getting audio, but you should probably be able to see.
I see San Diego.
Oh, is that where I got that huge Media Junkyard shirt?
Wow. He still got hair.
Yeah. That was the night of the Last Supper, right?
No.
No, that was that was in Raleigh.
Last Supper's in Raleigh in 2010. Oh,
right, of course.
What?
Oh, the thing is something.
What are you singing, man?
Oh man, I'm so sad I can't hear
it. I think it's Boston, isn't it?
Oh. So for everyone out there who cannot visually see this, this is a video of Comic-Con 2010.
There's Jim Watari, Hilario,
the damn guys.
Corey.
Hilario.
Yeah. Damn Richie and Jim were there in the background.
Yeah, my wife was there. That was the year that Amanda made
my
it out.
My wife.
I was younger than Matt is right now.
Than Matt is right now, yes.
That was our rendition of "You Lost That Lovin' Feeling." I know you probably couldn't hear.
Oh,
I'm
sure I was on key.
I can't hear on my left ear right now.
Jalen asked, "Didn't you find a vibrator in the hotel drawer?"
We did.
What? San Diego. Yeah, we found a giant vibrator in one of the drawers, and we all blamed it on Rob because there was the receipt from New York.
I didn't mean to cut Nick out of this conversation, but I just had
whatever, old man.
Since you're talking about like found vibrators, during this whole COVID thing, my family, we go on walks, right?
You clean, it. Yeah, well, how long does it take you to wash them?
I said we go on walks. Anyway.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you're using vibrator.
No. My family. You sick motherfucker. I've got kids.
I'm just going with what you said. I didn't know.
We go on walks. And anyway, so.
Drunk Matt.
So we're going on this walk.
You and, motherfuckers.
I got a fucking grandma, you motherfuckers.
So we're going on this walk.
I got nowhere else to go.
And
every house.
We're walking through the local college here in Franklin, Indiana here. And there along the side of the grass there, just sitting in the grass, just free in its natural habitat, is a purple dildo. And I turned to my wife, I'm like, check that out. And I wanted to take a picture because I was just like, oh, this is pretty like funny. But I also didn't want to tip my kids off because they would be like, what? What is that?
You couldn't just let them walk ahead and then take the picture?
All I could imagine is that some kid was like leaving home for college, like the college closed down because of COVID. Thank you. And they were just like, oh, I can't take home the vibrator. So they just tossed it out like some free floating.
Well, it could have been like everyone with their rubber, you know, you go to like Target, everybody takes their gloves off and just throws them by all the shopping carts. So it could have been that. Maybe they're done with it.
Okay.
Purpose.
Sure. Yeah. I'll let you guys get back to your Comic-Con talk. I just have to talk about vibrators here for a second. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Grandpa.
Colleen brought up that, remember, Chris, you got us into that Star Wars party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
Crazy.
And,
I,
I grinded up on what's her name and freaked her out.
Oh, Felicia Day?
Felicia Day.
When you were married.
Yeah.
Felicia Day's thigh. I know really well.
Josh Whedon was there.
Yeah, we were dancing with Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, that was a fun part.
That would have been my favorite moment if I was invited.
Yeah, we brought Jana, that's right.
But I guess I wasn't invited, so it's not my favorite moment at Comic
Con. And who's the DJ that died like 10 years ago? He was DJing that night.
DJ something.
Oh, fuck.
DJ
Tanner.
DJ AM?
It might have been DJ AM.
Yeah, it was. It was DJ AM. DJ AM was literally DJing that party that we were at.
Yeah. He died the next day?
No, he died in 2009.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't make it as interesting.
Wait, could that be? That can't be possible then.
Yeah, actually, we had the same birthday.
Well, no, because that was not too. That was maybe that was, dude.
Because we only went. I think it was 2010 or 11.
Oh, maybe it wasn't him
that we were there.
Oh well,
I don't know. I wasn't invited, so I can't tell. Can't help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 10 because that was the year I went. I remember. But
2010 was the last year of luck. Oh, I'm still on. 2007 was the last year of Lost, right? The final Lost panel.
Do you want me to take you off, Jack?
No, I thought I left because you moved and I didn't see me.
I just like to pop in every now and then and just say, hey, you guys aren't talking about shit.
I appreciate that. I think there was one more topic that Robin wanted us to talk about.
Okay.
Since we haven't gathered in such a long time.
Oh.
And that was the last Star Wars movie.
Oh God.
Well, you got to bring Matt in for that.
And right on cue. Yeah.
No, I love Jack, and next time he can come on Owen and Brews. We're actually overdue because we've been talking about Clone Wars, and we went through the last three episodes, and we haven't done a episode yet. So we for those Jay and Jack fans that like the Owen and Brews podcast, we will be back to talk more Clone Wars. So, but yeah, let's talk about the last Star Wars movie.
While we're talking about Clone Wars, it makes me think about the new casting news for Mandalorian.
Oh,
and how do you feel about the Ahsoka Tano casting?
I love it.
Me too.
I love her.
I've never not loved Rosario Dawson.
Oh my God, she's the best.
So she also is rumored to be, if there ever is a film adaptation, but there is the audiobook/book Artemis. Have you guys heard or read that book?
No,
man, you must be a hipster.
Highly recommend, but she does the voice of the main character in Artemis, and it's like you can't think of anybody else but her playing that role. And as far as Ahsoka goes, I think that she kind of fits that mold for me as well. The second I heard that news, I can't think of anybody else who would be better than her in the role of Ahsoka.
She'd been lobbying for it for the last couple of years, so I'm sure they had her in mind for a while. And then the other news came out, I think, 2-3 days ago that Michael Biehn also got cast in Mandalorian.
Yep. That's awesome.
That's who?
The other thing Chris was lobbying for when he found out news of casting. He was lobbying pretty hard for those that can see. I feel that the listeners, because this will be a podcast and an audio form, but for all of those listeners that do listen to the RCAD and missed out on this, we are providing free for everyone to join us live during this whole COVID quarantine. Many of us are stuck at home, trapped in our own little cells of our mind. And while we're doing this, we're
What was that?
I don't know. I'm just being poetic. I'm a little drunk.
A little bit. I'm curious about the video you just looked at to your right there for a minute. Like, you're like, what's going on over there, man? Like,
We are doing live shows probably every Wednesday night so that we don't compete with our sister show. If we're related, we don't know. We haven't gotten the test back yet. And so will we still continue to do these live shows for everyone? And I don't know where I was going with this. Star Wars, cool. Ramblecast AD After Dark. And shit. I'm so glad that the Metro Buzz got back together. I'll take myself out of this conversation if Jeff wants to talk about Star Wars.
What? As I said, we hadn't even talked about Star Wars yet.
I thought the movie was okay.
Yeah. Full disclosure to the media junkyard guys, I mean, Chris has heard me bitch about it enough. I didn't like the entire new trilogy. So, I bitched about Force Awakens the minute I saw it. I hated it. And then it just kind of got worse. It got worse as it went along. So, but that's just me. So, I mean, I don't, if you people like it, I'm happy for them, but it's just, that was just my opinion.
Yeah. So I've given my opinion on this before as well. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. I loved all the movies, just be able to see these movies and see Star Wars again. Loved all the actors being able to see Star Wars. I thought they did a terrible job as far as the trilogy goes. And there's so much content that was written for in canon that they could have tapped into to make the entirety of the trilogy be fucking amazing. That couldn't be more real than after watching Rise of the Skywalker, because there's so much stuff that happens in the books that would have made that story 1,000 times better. And a bit more, I don't want to say believable because it's Star Wars, but like reasonable, reasonable as far as how the progression of the story went. So I think there's a whole lot of opportunity that was missed to make in its entirety a great trilogy. But again, I love any Star Wars that's going to be on the big screen, with the exception of the prequels. But yeah, that's my 2 cents.
I kind of feel that way too. Like, I think as individual movies, they're enjoyable. I just, what really gets me is that, like, they clearly didn't have an arc in mind from the first one to the third one. Like, because with Rian Johnson doing Last Jedi, like, he took kind of a different approach with it. And they just clearly didn't have, like, I don't know for sure that they had the whole Palpatine thing in mind for the third one, or else the second one would have been pretty different. So I just think if they would have had a clear roadmap and then just kind of like wrote inside those guidelines, it would have been more cohesive. That was my problem with it.
No, I think it's clear that they hated what Rian Johnson did.
Right.
Because
right.
The first like 20 minutes of the last movie was him undoing everything.
Why wasn't there a plan?
He wears the mask again and just kidding, it's Palpatine and nobody cared about Snoke. Just kidding. Well, pretend the second movie didn't happen at all.
Why wouldn't at least Kathleen Kennedy have like, okay, here's the story that we mapped out, and then you kind of,
right?
I don't know why they didn't do that.
It's not like the one thing that The Force Awakens did do right is that Lucas had always wrote 6 little stories and then strung them together, and that's what the original trilogy and the prequel is. The prequels are The Force Awakens is that way, and you have little bitty story arcs. So it's like a serialized, just a movie. Whereas in The Last Jedi, completely abandons that, and you have 3 huge arcs that are just, and one of them works, and the other 2 are kind of like, and that's where the awkwardness, I think, starts in The Last Jedi, aside from just all the things that don't really make sense to a lot of Star Wars fans. And I think Rian Johnson was just trying to go for that, for a, I want to go for shock, not shock value, but just something that people are going to be talking about 20 years from now, going like, well, did you like it? Did you not like it? Like, what'd you think about Mary Poppins' Leia? And it's like,
the Mary Poppins Leia comment. Okay. I just want to say, I love The Force Awakens. I may not love everything about episode 9, but I accept it for what it is. And my kids, who live in a bubble for Star Wars news and information, they loved it. So, you know, this isn't the generation for us. We're old school. We're old. We're like 47 years and older at this point. We're boomers. We're fucking boomers, people. Okay, just accept it. Anyway, what I have to say about all of this is that, you know, when you think about Star Wars, you think about Luke and Leia having babies, and you think, that's wrong. You should not do that. But what if Rey was Luke and Leia's kid? Because she kind of is at the end, right? Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Hey, by the way, I got the new record, though. I can't show it off right now, but I got finally came in the mail today. So episode 9, it completes my record collection.
Nice.
Thanks. So that's all I got to say about that. I feel like I've embarrassed myself in front of these three new people that have joined the show.
No.
They probably love it. They're probably the most memorable thing from the episode.
I don't think so. I think that they're probably... Why? Can I ask, though, Chris, why is your call sign on here like Giphy? Giphy? Are you a GIF? Are you a live GIF? I don't get it.
What can those three letters mean, Matt?
Go fuck yourself.
Hey! Hey! First try. Nice. It was actually a segment that I did on Media Junkyard called Go Fuck Yourself Monday, where I just decided to, you know, spout off some rants on shit that was pissing me off from the week prior. But yeah, so GFY is my little moniker there.
People also write in things that angered them.
That's right. There was the GFY Monday Twitter handle, so people would just tweet at it and say the things that they're pissed off about.
Yeah,
and I would read off all of their submissions on the show.
It was an outlet. It's great.
Good question though,
Jack.
Does that mean that Rob and Chris, with the moniker of MJ, stands for Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan?
You got it.
It's both. Jackson and Jordan.
How do you know? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm just Michael curious.
Jack Jordan.
One's one and one's the other. You have to figure out who's Jackson and who's Jordan.
Michael Jackson would definitely make what Rob says.com.
It's really awesome being on a family podcast and the fact that you guys are related like that. And, you know, it's the Jay and Jack is kind of a family network. And for those that don't know, you know, because we're an audio podcast as well as a video. We all have little monikers as we can see each other on the screen, and everybody has different names. Jack and I have just chose to go with our normal names, Matt and Jack. Nick has decided to put "Let's not junk this up," so I assume that he's hooked on heroin. And then Robin also went with just his name, Robin. Yeah, the rest of the guys, I'm just curious about. So. Anyway,
this was my original Twitter handle as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. I remember I signed up for Twitter in the middle of a presentation by William Shatner about Boston Legal.
Me too.
And he was very drunk. Very drunk.
Does it remind you of tonight at all, or?
I don't feel like I was that drunk, Robin, but thank you.
Oh, I was talking about somebody else.
Me?
My Twitter handle was Robin MJ, and then unfortunately I lost a wager and had to change it to Taco Bell Shits.
That's right.
That's right.
And then someone else took it from you?
It was Taco Bell Shits for a while.
For a little while, yeah. Yeah. And then I changed it again.
I used to work at Taco Bell. It was the worst job I ever had. Mm. And also the best way that I ever quit a job. So
how'd you quit?
Story.
I went in with my friend because we were just going in to eat. And they were like, "Hey, you're supposed to work today." And I was like, "What? Nobody told me I was on the schedule." "No, you're supposed to work." And I was like, "Well, I quit." And she was like, you can't quit now. You got to turn in your uniform. Well, it just so happened I had a backpack on and my uniform was in the backpack. So I just pulled out the uniform, laid it on the counter. I was like, I quit and I'm not eating any of your shit. I was like totally not eating any of the food that they prepared because I was like, no, no way. So I quit right then and there. And that was the best damn choice I ever made.
I can't actually tell you to kick yourself out to bring Jack in, but I'll just read his comment from the chat. He goes, we've already heard your fucking Taco Bell story, you fucking drunk.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, this is the first time I've heard his Taco Bell story, so I appreciate it.
It's a great story the 50th time you've heard it. It's great.
I feel the same way about the Cliff hot dog story. I feel like that story has been recycled 1,000 times, but it's great every time.
I'm just giving Matt shit. Goodness. This podcast wouldn't work without Matt.
You know what? I mentioned this earlier in the chat. You know, as drunk as Matt is tonight, this is by far the best produced show that he's done for us. Without question.
It's bringing his A game for us.
It has been. His drop ins.
Thank you.
I have been great. Oh my goodness. Anyways, well. I don't know. I think this is probably a good time to wind down, which means on this show, we've got at least 45 minutes before it's over.
I did have something interesting happen to us the other night here.
Yeah.
I'm watching TV and I have my headphones on. My wife tells me, she goes, hey, there's a cop at the door. It's like 10 o'clock at night. So I go downstairs. I open up the door. The cop's like going, yeah. He goes, because... You haven't heard, we used to have this wooded area next to us. Well, they're tore it all down and they're building townhomes. And so he goes, yeah, there's been some shootings. People have been shooting signs around down the street. He goes, have you noticed any bullet holes in your house? I go,
gee.
Well, I go, no, I didn't really look, but I go, I'm sure, well, the bullets, would they go through the house and hit one of us? And he goes, because technically they're not doing anything illegal. He goes, they can shoot guns around here? He goes, yeah, but he goes, they probably don't know it, that they're doing something legal, but they probably think it is illegal. He goes, but if they're damaging your house, then we could press charges against them if we find them.
So in the state of North Carolina, you cannot buy medicinal use marijuana, but you can go outside and shoot your fucking gun?
In certain areas, I think you can, because they're in the right county. They're in the right county to do that. And like I said, I'm not anti-gun, but I'm like going, you know, I have grandkids and I have, you know, I was saying the other day, I said, well, the direction is right here behind this Chargers sign here. I said, so one night I go, we could get it on tape where I get Lincoln'd, you know, because a bullet comes flying in through the house and takes me
seriously.
Out. So then Chris could say, I think we just lost Jack. But, as the screen splatters with blood, but I just thought it was interesting. I go, so it is legal that they can do that. And he goes, well, yeah. He goes, but if you see some bullet holes, call the police and let us know. And then if we find them, we can do something to them. I go, what about shooting the signs? He goes, yeah, but they're probably not going to press charges on that.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
What the fuck?
So anyway, so I got that going for me.
Like anywhere else in the country, I feel, that would be not legal.
And I'm in a city. I'm in Raleigh, the capital of North Carolina.
It depends on, you know, Chris, you're from Providence. And it depends, exactly like Jack's saying, it depends on the county. It depends on, because like I'm from a very rural county, as is.
But I'm from Raleigh.
Yeah, depends how much money the gun companies have invested in the local government.
Well, that too. It depends on, like, you know, if you have a homeowner associations, it depends on, like, you know, can you shoot outside your house? Can you not? There's lots of different things, you know, because like in my yard, I can take a rifle and, you know, put up a target and shoot and it's no big deal. But, you know, in LA or California, pretty much all of California, you can't shoot a gun.
Yeah, I was going to say the comparison is like I had the cops at my door maybe 2 weeks ago, and I had a conversation with an officer, and it's because somebody broke into the mailboxes for our housing complex, and there's now federal charges against the people who are breaking into their mail, and they're going to jail for a long time.
Wow.
So in California, you can't even steal some mail, let alone shoot off a bunch of guns next to someone's house.
Well, that's a federal offense.
Well, you can still under $1,000, though, right? In California, not being charged.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You can go to a store and take $1,000. Mm-hmm. It has to be under $1,000 worth of stuff, and you won't get charged, right?
What? I've been doing that.
You're talking about products. You're talking about product.
You can go in there and take up to close to $1,000 in the game.
Yeah, that varies state by state. So I know, I think in Rhode Island, I believe it's. I want to say $500,
$18.
Just because I actually had to prosecute a lot of people, or press charge. I didn't prosecute. I pressed charges on a lot of people, and had to be there for that whole thing.
Providence Law, new show on.
But the thing is, I remember that the cops were like, "Well, if it's less than $500, don't call us." And I'm like, "No, I'm going to call you every single time because we're apprehending these people." But yeah.
Now, William Freiburg's MelfF is federal. Yeah, you can't do anything. Technically, you can't put anything in anybody's mailbox.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. If I'm Chris's neighbor, we have the old fashioned mailboxes and a letter to you is in my mailbox. I can't take it out and then put it in your mailbox. That's actually a crime.
That's really?
I've done it though. Fuck it. I live on the edge. I'm like fucking Matt. Mr. Dangerous.
Nick, do you own a weapon?
Who? What?
Nick, do you own a weapon?
Several.
He's from Tennessee.
How many is several?
His dick is a wanted weapon in five different states. It's like,
wow,
definitely lethal.
Actually, I heard it's not wanted by anybody.
You can't do that. He's not even here.
Oh, he's right here.
Oh, there he is.
he cuts me out when he wants to rip on me. Yeah. Chris, where I grew up, it's just normal. Like, I grew up on Mississippi Flyaway, so we grew up duck hunting and deer hunting and all that. So mm-hmm. And my grandmother worked at a place called Dixie Gunworks, which is a antique dealership. So anything that's World War I and older, same as William Fry, his father works there as well in a chat. So I grew up with their respect. I look at it as a gun, as a tool. That's all it is. It's just you grow up around it. You learn to respect it, all that. So to me, to own a gun is not a big deal. It's just a cultural thing.
If someone was purchasing their first weapon, what would you suggest?
Oh, purchasing. It depends on what you want to use it for.
A musket. So
if you're looking to in California, I know to get a carrying permit is extremely hard to do. So LA, you have to actually have written permission from the sheriff. Which is damn near impossible. But for home defense, just for a carrying pistol, I like the Sig Sauer, which it's a very small gun. It holds 7 bullets. It's a 38. But I don't want to, it depends what you want. Because a lot of people want to go with Glocks or a Beretta, but it's actually a very heavy pistol. If you're looking for defense. But, hunting depends on what you're doing. It depends on what you want to use for, anything else.
What if I wanted to become the next Tiger King?
The next Tiger King. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going for flashy. Okay. So, I don't know.
Anything with pink camo?
The same gun, but also buy a bedazzling kit.
Bedazzling kit on it? Nice. I think you got to go with the Colt 45 on that with a pearl handle and some bedazzle on the sides. It'd be nice.
Nice. All right. There we go. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is already officially tomorrow. We've kind of jumped out of April Fool's Day. And I also kicked Jack out of the chat now, too. He's flipping
California, amigo. It's only 9:07.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. East Coast style here. We're rocking it the next day. Jack just keeps flipping me off. I don't know if you guys can see this because I think it's just a producer side of things. But, yeah, he's just just flipping me off. So, but we do have to end the show at some point. I hate to say that there's an end of the rainbow.
But we found it.
We found it. Yeah. And the reason why I took Jack out is because if I just let him talk, he'll just keep the show going for another 20
minutes. We get it. Jack is the golden shower at the end of the rainbow.
Wow.
Okay.
You said it, not me. Thank you. By the way, if you do watch Tiger King, notice that his third husband, who's talking to him at some point, in the distance, he pulled in front of a store called Rainbow. So it's like there's like really subtle things that appear in that show all the time.
Matt gets deep when he gets drunk.
I do
get deep. Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
In the Tiger King show, it's like episode 7.
Oh, like the end? Is it?
Six. His third husband is talking to him on a cell phone while he's pulled up in a car. And in the background, the store is called Rainbow. And I'm like, whoa, how did they plan that shit?
Huh.
Anyway, I know I sidetrailed this thing again. Any last words from our fellow guests? And thank you again for all of you for joining us for this special crossover mega episode.
I say three cheers to Matt for your excellent producing skills. And Robin really brought it with the video entertainment.
That's great. I've been watching it the whole time. So good.
And then thank you to Nick and Skypack and Jack for having us on RCAD. People actually thought this was an April Fool's Day joke. They didn't think we were actually going to get together, and fuck you jokes, all. We proved you right.
Yeah. Reverse April Fools.
Okay.
That was good to see you gentlemen again. And Rise of Skywalker is a piece of fucking bullshit, and I will never watch it again. Sorry.
It's passionate.
I got to say, this gives me the bug, though. You know?
There's an ointment for that.
Yeah. listen, you need to immediately quarantine yourself.
Social distance. Even your dog left the room.
Fun fact, there was a couple of times that Chris and I were trying to find a way to resurrect the show in some form or fashion, but never quite happened. You know.
Well, maybe tonight will be an inspiration for some weird shit to happen. Who knows?
You never know. You know, this whole the world we live in now gives you some different perspectives on things, and you know, you never know.
Truth.
What can come out of it?
Especially if you're unemployed. My heart
goes. That's right.
Sorry. It's not funny, but I mean, well, there's a lot of people that are out.
Guys, I'm glad that we all did finally get back together for this show. I know it's been over a year in the works, and the silver lining to a pandemic is that you get a little bit of media junkyard. So I had a blast reminiscing with you guys. It was good to see you. It's good to podcast with you again. Who knows? Maybe we'll do it again sometime soon. But thanks for joining us. And yeah, Matt for president.
I'm no Tiger King, but thank you. At this point, I do want to do what Jack usually did in the past. You can do it, Jack. I mean, but I do have the names written down. You're shaking your head no. Okay, so if you want to help this show out, there's lots of ways you can help the show out. You can email us at rcadcast@gmail.com. We do read your emails on the show.
And if we do read it, you get a purple dildo.
Every 6 months, I might mail someone something in the mail. It's artwork or
purple dildos for every positive review on iTunes.
Yeah. It's got to be 5 stars, though.
You can rate and review us, as the other gentleman mentioned. You can also become a patron by going to the jandjack.com link their, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Website. Anyway, I was going to mention Amazon, but fuck Jeff Bezos, because he can't even pay his like employees worth shit just because like they're working overtime. So fuck Jeff Bezos. But you can help us out if you do buy Amazon and shop.
If you do fuck Jeff Bezos, make sure you do it at jandjack.com/Amazon.
Fuck Jeff Bezos, go to Jay and Jack, do the Amazon link and Jay, that'll fuck him over because he has to.
It will be totally.
So
I'm just saying that the richest man in the world can't pay his employees if they get sick with COVID. Just saying, like how many trillions of dollars do you need?
So no. He can. He's just choosing not to.
Fair.
Order from Euphrates.
Not fair. Order from where?
Euphrates.
Oh.
We don't have a link to that one. So.
That's a different river.
No. I was like, where is that? Euphrates. I've heard of that before.
I got that dad joke the second it came out of your mouth. I understood it. Did you hear about that actress that got stabbed? Reese, with a knife.
Oh
wow!
Oh my god, oh,
that hurt! Oh. Bring that
back. I'm going to just cut Chris out because fuck that. Like, I mean, if you're going to give that bad of a joke, you know, like, you get cut out of the end of the show here.
Worst joke in the history of this podcast.
I mean, I've been popping Nick and Jack out because I've just been nice to Chris, you know, hanging out with his crew. But geez. Anyway, before we lose any more listeners, and thank you everyone for joining us live. It was really awesome. I would like to, at this point though, thank all of the patrons, for joining us, and, listening to helping the show out. And, I might be rambling because I've had several drinks tonight, but, we just lost Robin, I guess he just thought, fuck the show. It's over. I don't need to.
He's fuck him out.
He goes, just the producer's never going to shut the fuck up. So I'm out.
I was trying to get to that.
I'm just saying what Robin was thinking.
Okay.
I wasn't thinking that.
I would like to thank some special patrons that make this show possible, as well as all of the shows on the Jay and Jack Network. Network?
Holy shit. Just fucking thank them.
I got it written down here. Tack from Timbuktu, Eckhart Richter Scale, Ed the Cool Cat, and Kitten Carrier. Jar of Moonshine. What? That doesn't even make sense. Thank you, Joanne, for the Jar of Moonshine. Maggie the Marsupial. Drake the Drapery. What? Greg, the grass is always greener in Florida. Thank you all for doing what you do. You made this show possible, and hopefully you listened to the end of the show for your fun nicknames. This was a great show. It was like one in like 1 trillion, which is about what Jeff Bezos is worth.
Easily.
So anyway, that was my call sign out. So if any of you have anything.
Good night.
See ya.
Great show, kids. One in a million.